We're joined now by our good friend Neil Walker to talk about these Buccos, and more specifically, Don Kelly. Neil is brought to us by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. And also brought to us by Mike Camlin Hyundai, home of the Mike Camlin Advantage Oil Changes for Life. Last night's game was competitive. It was fun until it wasn't. It caused our good friend Dan Zangrilli to drop this line on the postgame show.
They found a way to grab a pickaxe, a shovel, and dig even a deeper hole to a rung of hell that is far past Satan himself.
Your thoughts on that, Neil?
Hold on. Let me gather myself, because I didn't hear Dan in the postgame last night. That's pretty good. I might want to hear that again at some point during this interview. Anyways, hey, the one question I did have for you, Crowley, do we have any confirmation that the Guinness factory during the week of the Steelers game can potentially make yellow Guinness? I know they can do green, but can they do yellow?
Oh, can we do a little black and gold?
Oh.
Neil, are you going? You going across the pond?
You know, I haven't thought about it. I have been to Ireland before. Beautiful country, beautiful. But I'm not sure if I'll pull off that. I think I'm working around that time. But maybe they'll give me off. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Well, I mean, you could just ask your brother-in-law. I think he might have some significant pull over there right now. Your thoughts on the hiring? Obviously, we know you're biased. We know you care about the guy. But what makes him the right choice, in your opinion, to lead the Pittsburgh Pirates right now?
Well, I tell you, and certainly no disrespect to Derek Shelton, he worked his way up through the ranks to put himself in position to have a major league job, you know, 6 years ago, whatever that was. But Donnie is definitely cut from that same mold. And number one, coming from the mold of playing under Jim Leland and getting to know Jim Leland, the one thing you learn, at least from my experience talking with Donnie, obviously I never played under Jim Leland, was just, it's about people. It's not necessarily the X's and O's. Of course, that's part of the job for a manager and a bench coach and coaches of the major league staff. But it's about how you relate to people. You know, when you think about a major league season, it's you know, we're not talking about, and no disrespect to Dorn and his craft in the NFL, where everything's led up to one game. But you're talking about 6-7 games a week. So you know, the stress level, not necessarily all day, every day is in building up to one day is beyond stressful. But you know, 6 days a week, you're strapping it on, trying to find ways to get wins and try and find ways to contribute. So, but what I mean is, you have to be really diligent as a manager and coach of taking the time to take the time to talk to your players, but to understand them, to understand what makes them tick. Are they guys you got to kick in the butt? Are they guys you got to, you know, coddle just a little bit to get the most out of? And a guy like Donnie, who has played under Jim Leland, has gotten to know Jim Leland, has scouted. He played in the big leagues for six-plus years. He was a first-base coach on a Houston staff that went to the World Series. And then obviously came here as a bench coach and has a job now. He's seen a lot, and in my opinion, and again, this is no disrespect to any managers out there, the best managers and the best communicators that I've seen have almost always been the former, super utility guys and catchers. For whatever reason, those guys see the game in a much different light than many other managers, and they understand that playing different positions is difficult. Playing every single day is difficult. You know, there's so much more going on a daily basis with guys and with their families. So, you know, guys like Clint Hurdle was very good at it. You know, every once in a while, if he knew you were struggling, maybe on the field, he might take the time to talk to you, not about what your swing feels like or this and that, but hey, how's your family? How are your kids? How's your parents? You know, what's going on? And kind of, you know, change the tone as opposed to putting the onus always on wins and losses and how you're doing individually. So, you know, I know it's a long-winded answer, but I just think Donnie is so qualified to be a major league manager. He almost got the Red Sox job when Alex Cora got it. It was down to him and Alex, and he's had many opportunities. When Skip Schumacher took over the Marlins, he had opportunity to go there, but he didn't. He wanted to be here, or he wanted to be very close to home because his boys are, you know, high school age, middle school age. So he cares deeply about the players. He cares deeply about what he's doing. But more than that, he really wants to be a part of turning this thing around in Pittsburgh.
Neil, let's talk about the X's and O's a little bit with Donnie Kelly. Like, how does he want to manage a baseball team? How does he want to coach this team? Like, what does he hang his hat on if now that he gets this opportunity to be a manager and go out there and put a product on the field that could be a winning one?
Yeah, you know, the thing about Donnie is he's going to look at the group as a whole, and I will say that I kept saying on the air this past weekend, in about 2 weeks from now or so. Obviously, we saw IKF come back last night and play pretty good defense and hit a home run. Nick Gonzalez is probably going to be back in the lineup. Spencer Horowitz, who you know, most people have never even seen swing a bat, but it has a really nice skill set, should be in the lineup. Andy Rodriguez should be back. So he's going to have a little bit more offensive weapons at his disposal, at least, you know, in comparison to kind of the 6 through 9 guys in the lineup on a nightly basis. I think that's going to help. But he understands that, you know, how they're set up is, you know, it's a little bit different how they're going to have to score runs. They're going to have to play some small ball at times. They may have to dig in the tool bag and hit and run at times. They're not just going to be able to sit back and wait for that three-run home run. And we saw it last night in last night's game. Jared Triolo was super aggressive on the base pass, found a way to get into scoring position, and then he entices 3 throws to second base. To entice a buck, I don't think we have, at least I haven't seen that in a big league game since that started. So that tells me, number one, that the team is very aware of the message Donnie is sending to say, hey, listen, you know, I know right now, especially we're not scoring runs, we're getting pretty good pitching. How are we going to do this? And Donnie is very, very good communicating, you know, what he expects from his guys individually, but also as a group. So I'm really excited to see, you know, what things are going to look like 3 weeks from now when he should have some more weapons at his disposal. Of course, the record's not good. We're not going to overlook that. That's you know, apparent. But I'm going to be keeping a close look on, you know, how the offense looks as a whole, how they're trying to you know, score runs, how they're trying to execute. And seeing the effort level, that's telling me a lot. And the early signs are really good. These guys seem to really respect Donnie. They seem to understand the message that he's trying to send.
IKF said so much last night, and IKF had himself a nice game with that home run, and we know why it was so emotional and special to him with what happened pregame, and he was crying and beautiful stuff. But he did say after the game, yeah, we all love Don Kelly. And you could tell that there's a different vibe around here right now. And I think you nailed it, Neil. 7th inning, Triolo steals second. He gets that throw, and he gets to advance to 3rd. Scores on a fielder's choice. That is manufacturing a run. And then in the 9th inning, of all the people that I would think you'd have dropped down a bunt, and I know Henry Davis hasn't been great at dish, but of all the people I think who wouldn't lay down a bunt, I'd think maybe him. And he lays one down, you get 2nd and 3rd, and then you score on the infield hit. They're not hitting a bunch of balls out of the ballpark. They're manufacturing. I think that's exactly what you need to see. And in 4 games, the sample size, I like it. And did he learn all of this at the Jimmy John's that he manages?
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, to add a point, I heard Greg Brown mentioned, you know, bunting and hitting and running is kind of a dead art in baseball nowadays, but trust me, I can tell you if, and I don't know internally what goes on a day-to-day basis, but something tells me that you know, Donnie is probably letting these guys know, look, hey, you know, until we start to roll a little bit offensively, you may be asked to do something like bunt or hit and run to generate some stuff. So don't be surprised if you're getting the call, whether you're, you know, Brian Reynolds or Henry Davis or whoever. But to get back to your point about Donnie and kind of who he is. This is exactly who he is. You know, I think about 10 years ago or so, he took over the Jimmy John's in Wexford as kind of a side gig. And I talked to Jason Mackey about it a few days ago, and I couldn't help but just laugh because it is so funny now, especially with him being number one on a major league staff and being a manager. My man is in there, you know, in November at times at 7 in the morning, making sure the bread's getting made for lunchtime. And my sister as well. And there's been times where I've had to be calling to duty to do deliveries and things like that. It doesn't happen. Oh yeah, it's true. I've done it. I've done it a couple times. So I'm for the boys. I'll help out where I can. But you know what? Let's do this. He's going to be so mad at me. But I just thought of this. Okay, so he owns the Jimmy John's in Wexford next to the Panera, okay? Here's what we're going to do. For the month of May and June, if you go in there and make an order, we're going to take 20% off. So if you're up there, get in there and tell them that I sent you, okay? And tell them if Donnie has a problem with it, come
look
talk
at
to me.
This.
He's married to my sister, so he's going to do whatever I say. So for the month of May and June, let's get this thing going. And you know what? We'll make some kind of donation with some of the proceeds if it does really well. How about that?
Love it.
We'd love to help out too. I'm volunteering you here, Doran. Yep. If you're ever short-staffed, Neil, there's no reason for you to get your hands dirty, but I could use some of that experience getting behind the counter. So if you need anything, just let us know.
Hey, listen, you guys are the best. You guys ever need a sandwich? No, I'm not going to drop it off, but I'll call it in for you.
Neil Walker, a higher batting average in his career with runners in scoring position than without runners in scoring position, so we know Neil always delivers. We appreciate your time, buddy. Thank you.
That was great.
Hey, guys, have a good week.
You too.
Can you
believe that?
Can you imagine, like, you're ordering a sub from Jimmy John's? What is it, a gargantuan sandwich?
Great sandwich.
And Neil Walker delivers it?
Five meats,
like what?
Cheese, loads of toppings. I just thought that would be a cute little anecdote, but here we go, saving you 20% on sandwiches there.
Great.
That's unbelievable.